Where were we? Okay. The trees thin, and you come upon a large clearing in the forest. A sudden gust of cold wind chills your exposed skin and rustles through the leaves of the trees behind you. The very last embers of the setting sun cascade across the horizon, casting the sky into hues of purple and gold. The first few stars begin to appear in the sky. You make out the hoot of an owl somewhere in the dark forest behind you. Before you, in the center of the clearing, stands a dark and shadowy tower, a piercing black needle against the sunset. Do you approach? Clutching the hilt of your sword, you march determinedly towards the black tower. You arrive at a set of heavy iron doors sporting two huge iron knockers. What do you do? You try the handle and discover that the door is sealed shut. What's your next move? You try the heavy door knocker. Boom, boom, boom. The sound echoes around the silent clearing before you're once more bathed in that eerie silence. A moment passes. The door slowly swings open with a creak. You peer inside the dark building to try and make out who's there, but it appears to be empty. The door seems to have opened on its own. Will you proceed? Oh, yeah, of course you can. Let me just check that for you. So you've got your shield, and your sword, and your chainmail, and you've got 2 days of food, and you've still got one healing potion, and one unidentified potion that you picked up at that bandit camp. Okay? Okay. With all of your belongings gathered, you cautiously step through the door. Now, I'm just going to do a perception check for you. Okay, so that's plus one. So, the space is very dark, but you're able to spot an unlit torch in a sconce on the wall. Yep, you can use that spell you learned, but you will need to do a short rest if you want to use it again. So, you pick up the torch and light it with a snap of your fingers. The bright orange flame illuminates the corridor you're standing in, dispelling the shadows from around you. You don't notice anything of particular interest to you. It's not quite the foyer you were expecting. It's simply a bare stone corridor leading deeper into the building. You will have to do a short rest if you want to do another detect magic. What would you like to do? Okay, you carry on down the corridor. You walk on a little way. The light from your torch illuminates the door on your left. The corridor continues forward. Would you like to investigate the door? Are you sure? There might be something interesting in there. Okay then, you continue down the corridor. Okay, so... You walk for a few more minutes until you eventually reach the end of the corridor. It opens up into a large room with a spiral stairway leading upwards. There are several doors all around you. Where would you like to go? Okay, you immediately proceed up the stairs. You can't see how far they go up as there aren't any windows, but you get the sense that this room goes upwards a long way. Let me just do another perception check for you. Never mind. You continue up the spiral staircase. After what feels like hours, you finally arrive at the top. You must have reached almost the very summit of the tower by now. In front of you is yet another door, but this one is a little bit strange. There isn't any kind of handle or keyhole on this side. It's just all bare wood. So what would you like to do? You give the door a gentle push. There is no movement whatsoever. You give it a harder push. Nothing happens. You decide to ram the door with your shoulder. Let's just roll for strength. Sorry, that's not quite enough. The door stands firm. Your shoulder aches. You take one damage. I'll just add that here. Okay, what would you like to try next? Alright, you decide to try simply knocking on the door. A moment passes. And surprisingly enough, the door opens easily. Once again, it seems to have done this on its own. You're able to make this out this time as the room before you is bright and well lit. You notice a roaring fire in a fireplace inside the room. Would you like to step inside? You step over the threshold into the room and immediately notice the warmth compared with the frigid stairwell. As soon as you've stepped forwards, the door slams shut, trapping you inside what appears to be an ornate living room. There's a fluffy red carpet, a fireplace and a mantelpiece, two armchairs, a bookshelf, a small table and a window behind closed curtains. You're a little taken aback. This is hardly what you expected from the lair of an evil sorceress. What do you do? Okay, there are two doors leading out of this room. Would you like to take the one on the left or the right? Okay. Before you get the chance, a voice comes from behind you. It says, it just says, good evening. You spin around on the spot, and you are immediately confronted by the sorceress. Dun dun dun. she's got long black hair. Okay, yeah, sure. She can look like Yennefer, if you'd like. She's not Yennefer, though, obviously. Anyway, where were we? You move to draw your sword, but she simply walks around you and over to the fire. She prods at it nonchalantly with the poker, before carefully selecting a book from the shelf and sitting down on one of the armchairs. Would you like a seat? She says. You move to sit down, remaining on your guard. She simply opens her book and begins to thumb through the pages. No, you don't need a perception check for that. Yes, she's hot. Really? Seduce? You know you're going to need a lot of charisma for that, right? Okay, well, what are you going to try to say to her then? How are you going to seduce this evil sorceress? You know, the one you've been trying to defeat to complete this quest, in case you've forgotten? Is that your seduction attempt, or are you just asking her that? Okay, yeah, you can ask her who she is if you want. I'm the person who lives here, is all she says, not looking up from her book. Would you like a mint? A plate of mints has appeared on the table. How's the shoulder? She asks you. If you want to go for it, just go for it, champ. If you think you can seduce her with your charisma stat, then what can I say? Give it a go. Okay, you ask her if she's single. She chuckles. Really? That's the first thing you ask me? Aren't you one of those heroes come to defeat me? She replies. She seems quite amused by your feeble attempt at seduction. Really? You want to give it another go? I'm telling you this isn't going to work. You should see her stats. No, you can't see them. They're for me. Now, are you really going to try this again? Well, okay then. Oh, no fucking way. Oh, it's a 20. Guess I may as well rip up all these notes. Okay, fine. You somehow managed to seduce her. This fire is awfully warm, isn't it? Why don't we go into this room? You follow her through the door on your left. It's her bedroom. She sits down on the bed and flicks her hair. Yes, it's just the right temperature in here, isn't it? And to answer your earlier question, yes, I am single. It turns out not many people are interested in you when you're a sorceress who lives in a tower in the woods. It does get a bit lonely out here. Okay, what do you do now? You know, I didn't really plan for this to go this way. Okay, fine. You sit down next to her on the bed. It has been such a long time since I've been with a man, especially one so handsome and as toned as yourself. Shut up! Don't interrupt me! Okay. You kiss.
Yeah, just like this.
And then she puts her hand on your chest and you put yours on her thigh.
Could you not? You're making it difficult to tell me what's happening.
Stop. Look, let me just say what's going on, okay? Okay, so you're kissing for a bit, and then you take off her clothes. You're touching her all over. You you push her onto the bed, and then you strip down. Your chainmail clatters to the floor. And then you start rubbing against her entrance. No, I'm fine. I'm still DMing here. You get your cock all glazed in her juices, which are flowing like a river. Oh, gods above, I've needed this. Let's stop wasting time, hero. You start to fuck her slowly, sliding your hard cock in and out of her moistened pussy. She moves her hips in time with yours, thrusting with your... Yes, enjoying it even more than you are. And then, more kissing as you increase the speed of your thrusts. You don't even care, do you, that I'm the villainess, that Just through that door is my lamp. Oh, where I perform my evil experiments. Oh, oh, all you care about is whether you can fuck me. Oh. Just my kind of guy. Oh.
In fact, the fact that she's evil turns you on even more, and you increase your speed again in response to her words. Oh, you pound away at her like an animal, rutting her with all of your strength. It's really turning her on. Mm.
Have you any idea how long it's been for me? Oh, I've had to make do with magical dildos for years. I've just been waiting for some horny adventurer to make his way up here and just fuck me because he can't stop himself. Fuck. Oh, you're driving me crazy.
Shut up. She would totally say that. Now stop interrupting me. You are taming this evil, horny bitch with your cock. You are purifying her needy pussy with your holy rod. Yes, you are really fucking the shit out of her. You shift your weight even more onto her, moving in a primal, bestial, mating press. Stop interrupting. I am DMing. I get to say what happens.
fuck. I have never been dicked down like this before. My fucking dark gods below. This feels so fucking good.
You fucking drive her into the bed, your cock slamming into her fucking cervix with every thrust, and you grab her fucking tits and you squeeze them. Yes.
Fuck. This is the best rutting I have ever had. I am getting close. I need you to come inside of me. Yes.
Yes, yes, she wants you to finish inside of her. She needs you to empty your balls straight into her needy, needy womb.
Oh, God, I need your cum. I need all your cum pumped deep inside of me. Let my hungry pussy squeeze it all out of you. Let me milk your dick with my pussy. My womb needs a feeding. Yes, I need every drop of your yummy baby batter dumped straight into my baby room. And then the ritual will be complete and you will be mine for eternity.
You try and pull back, but you can't. You've lost control of your body. You can barely even think anymore. Her words just egg you on to fuck her even harder and give her exactly what she wants. Ah, she wraps her legs around you with an evil smile and draws you deeper into her, removing any possibility of pulling out. I know you want this. This is the only thing on your mind. Oh, you didn't even question where I might have come from or what I might want. And now you're going to complete the spell, and we will be together forever. We are going to breed an army of dark warriors together. Fuck. Yes, I'm close. And I am ovulating. I need you to breed me. Knock up this evil whore. Yes, hero. Yes, fill my womb up with your fertile seed and be mine forever. You just fuck her. You fuck her harder and harder. You're barely even humans anymore. You're just two animals lost in a breeding frenzy. Minds overtaken by primal desire. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're both about to finish. Oh, she grabs you and she squeezes you as tight as she can with her arms and legs and pussy, pulling you inside her as deep as possible. Oh, you feel her getting tighter. Oh, and you can't stand it any longer. And you, oh fuck. Yes. Oh shit. Oh fuck. Oh yes. So you yes. Yes. So you come inside of her. Deep inside of her. Drenching her insides with your cock milk. She squeezes you tightly as she feels you throbbing hard and deep inside of her. Oh, each spurt of your potent jizz fertilizing more of her corrupted eggs. She doesn't let go until you've pumped out absolutely every last drop straight into her womb. She grabs you. She kisses you. Then she whispers, "Good boy." Your mind has been broken. All you are now is a slave to the sorceress. All you can think about from now on is breeding, waiting for the next opportunity to knock up your dark mistress's womb with another monstrous soldier for the army. You will spend the rest of your days as a breeder, rutting your mistress all night long. And you wouldn't want it any other way. The end. So, did you enjoy that?
That was fun. I think we should play D&D more often.
Now, come here and kiss me again.
Mm-hmm.